Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi. Today, we're up to Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis 12b, and we are on the very bottom of Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. So, we're in the middle of a discussion about our Mishnah and another Mishnah of Rabbi Yochanan. So, our Mishnah talks about straw and wood and cane that's bundled, and we said that those are going to be a problem. And then we had another Mishnah which said that if someone hollows out a haystack to make a sukkah for themselves, it's also not going to be considered a valid sukkah. And we had two reasons why these two Mishnayos, why these two types of schach is going to be no good, either because of Tasav Aluminosoi or because of what's known as Gzeiras Otsar, that we're afraid you're going to go and start using storage houses and using schach that was not initially there for shade, and that's going to be a problem. And we tried to figure out which Mishnah has which reason. So the Gemara had this reason of Rabbi Yirmiyah, and now we are going to have a question on that from Rav Ashi. So Amar Rav Ashi, Atu Chavila Kashva Chavila Yitzim. So we said that these bundles of straw and wood, Mishum Gzeras Otsar Ika, are disqualified on a din derabanan of this Gzeras Otsar, that we're afraid that you're going to go use your storage house and not have schach that was put up there for shade, which is what would be necessary, Mishum Tasav Alumina Osoi Leka. But it seemed to come out that this Tasav Alumina Osoi, the thing that we're afraid that you're going to go and put it in a non-kosher way and only fix it after the fact, which is an Isser Mida Oraisa, which is a psul, a thing which disqualifies the sukkah midi oraisa, that's only going to apply to the haystack, but not to the first case. And that it seemed to come out that this haystack situation, hollowing that out, that would also only be an issue of tasav aluminosoi on a oraisa level, but not an issue of mishum gzeras otsar. Why would it not be that both of these situations have both of these isurim, have both of these psulim? It should really be both of them. That's what Rav Ashi says. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lach, Rabbi Yochanan would say back to you, no, Hacha Diktani Eim Misachim. From the text of the Mishnah itself, we can learn out which psul is for which situation. So over here in our Mishnah, which says Ein Misachim Bahem V'Chatchilohi, it seems to be saying that ideally you shouldn't have those as schach, but b'di'evit, if you did, Midi Oraisa would be okay. But we have an Isra Midi Rabbanon of this Gzeiras Otsar that we don't want to have you put schach up for the wrong reason. So that's why we're going to say that it's going to be different in our situation. So therefore, the Rabbanan said, we're not going to use this as schach because of Gzeiras Otsar. But on a Deoraisa level, it's going to be okay. So what seems to also come out from this is Rabbi Yochanan saying that our Mishnah is talking about a case where it must have been put up for shade purposes initially, and then you were going and changing it for storage purposes, because otherwise it would have been an issue mi Deoraisa. But when the haystack, we're talking about that case with the hollowing out of the haystack where the Mishnah says, Eina Sukkah, Afigu Diyavan mi Deoraisa, Nami Eina Sukkah. That type of lashon, that language of Eina Sukkah, seems to imply that it's not even going to be good on a Torah level. And what Rabbi Yochanan must be saying about that Mishnah is that this was not lifted up, meaning Tasav Aluminosoi is going to be a problem. Remember we said last time that if you put up a Pasul Sukkah and then you fixed it, if you just like kind of make an adjustment at the time, that fixes the issue of Tasav Aluminosoi. It must be that you did not do so in such a situation. Good. Now comes the Gemara and talks more about other substances which are not going to be good for a schach. Remember, in order to be a kosher schach, we had a few qualifications. It needs to be something that grows from the ground. It needs to be detached from the ground. It needs to be in a makabel tuma. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Yudam Rav, sikha bechitzin zacharim. If someone covered a sukkah with male type of arrow shafts, so basically there were two different types of ways to have arrows. They had a long wooden type thing with an arrowhead on top, and then they had a shorter wooden type stick with a arrowhead that has a protrusion coming out of it. So the one where it's the longer wooden shaft, that is the male arrow shaft. That's the male arrow. And so that one's going to be kosher. But if he covered it with a female arrow shaft where there's a protrusion sticking out of the arrow, that's going to be puzzle. So Zacharim Ksheira Pshita. So I know, of course, that's going to be obvious that it's going to be kosher. That's obvious because there is no base kibble. In order to have something mekabel tuma as a kli, there needs to be a receptacle. There needs to be something where it can hold other things. There needs to be some sort of receptacle. And if there is none, then it's not mekabel tuma. So of course, this type of thing, this male one, the male type of arrow, that does not have any sort of receptacle, and of course it's not going to be mekabel tuma, so of course it should be kosher v'schach. So no, mahu detem zachar matzu nigzor nigzikir zachar matzu nigevos. We might have thought that you'd make a gzera to say that no, the male ones are going to be usher because they look similar enough to the female ones that you're going to make a mistake. Kamash malan, then no, the female ones are no good, the male ones are okay. Amar mar, we said previously, b'nigevos psula, that the female arrows are going to be puzzle because they're does seem to be a protrusion, which means there is a base kibble, which means that there could be tumma because there is a receptacle. So pshita, this too is obvious because there's a receptacle. It's therefore subject to being mekabel tumma and therefore should be no good. So no, mahu detema, we might have thought base kibble also in the malos lo shmei kibble. We might have thought that this type of receptacle, which is going to be filled permanently because you're going to be putting the arrowhead on top of it, so it's going to be filled by that shaft, and that's why it's going to be a problem. So you would think that that is not even considered a base kibble, it's not considered a receptacle, and therefore it's not mekabel tuma. Kamash malan, that it is. Fine. Now Gemara comes with another thing, which is pasul or kosher to be used eschach. So Amar Abba Rachanam Rabbi Yochanan. Sicha ba'anite pishtam psula. That if someone covers a sukkah with bundles of combed flax, that's going to be a pasul sukkah. B'hutznei pishtan kshera. But if it's covered with unprocessed flax, then it's going to be okay. B'hushnei pishtan eni yodei amahu. And if it's partially processed flax, I don't know what the halach would be. Says the Gemara. B'hushnei atzman eni yodei. And as to partially processed flax itself, I don't really know what the situation is. Because manavchach, either it could be e dayitz lo nafitz hushnei karile. It could be that it's flax that is beaten but not yet combed. So that could be what partially processed flax is. Aval trev lo dayei kutznei karile. But if it's flax that that's soaked but not yet beaten, this is called unprocessed, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Or Odilma tarei v'lo daik nami hushnei karelei. Or it could be that flax that is soaked but not beaten could also be called partially processed. So I don't even know the metzias of what's going on, and that's why I don't even know what the halacha would be. Good. Now comes Gemara with the other type of sach. Amar Rav Yehuda hanei shushei ushvatzrei misachem bu. This type of herbs, they can be used for schach. Amar Abaye, Amar Abaye says, "Bishushe misachem, mishav tzerei lo misachem." For the fern, the first type you can use as schach, but the second type of herb you can't use. My time, why? Because kevan desare rechayu. Because since they smell terrible, shavik le venafik. Because people are just going to leave their sukkah because it smells bad, so we want to stay away from that. So similar type of halach. Amar Rav Chanan bar Ava, hanei his maybe he gave misachem, but we're on top of Yud Gimel and Aleph here. That one is allowed to use these thorn bushes and brambles for schach. I don't really know what that is. Abaye Amar Abaye says, "His name is Achim, but he gave Lo Misachim." You're allowed to use these brambles, but not thorn bushes. My time. Oh, why? Because given an Asri Tarpayu, because since the leaves fall out into the sukkah, it's going to bother you. And Shavik Vav Enafik, and then people are going to leave their sukkah, and that's why they shouldn't be used for the schach. So we try to encourage people to stay in the sukkah and not have them leave. This is Daf Yud Beis and Beis. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.